What's up, everyone? I want to tell you about a car that you are going to love. Check it out. The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, I love that, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. So let's say you're ready to take the family on a camping trip or something like that. The Santa Fe is perfect for you. You've got all-wheel drive. You can load everyone up in the third row. It's time to start being adventurous, and you need the right car, and that's the Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
This is Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
On his way to the end zone.
I tell you what, that was a spectacular play.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
What a play! Off to the races! Touchdown! Oh, he's done it again!
Now here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, Heath, and Ben.
Ho, ho, ho! Happy mailbag! Apple Podcast questions. Yes, we got our Apple Podcast questions. And your emails at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com and the Fantasy Cops. Good morning, Jamie. It's actually Christmas morning for us. We're recording super early, not 10 o'clock. Usually we record around 1 o'clock, so we don't have any practice reports or anything like that, or any updated news. But we're going to answer your questions. How you doing? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to everybody listening. I hope you're doing well. Hope your family's enjoying your Christmas day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much news we're going to get today. I don't know how many teams are actually holding like full practices.
Yeah, but there is football today, so we're looking forward to that, and you'll have heard this by the time that game is over, so big win for the Saints. Actually, close game. I mean, you got to give Kirk Cousins credit. He played really well. We weren't expecting that, and Saints with a four-point win, just on a last-second touchdown catch by Jared Cook. Was not expecting that. Okay. Start or sit question from Adam from the City of Destiny. I don't know.
I have no idea.
Okay. PPR pick two wide receivers and two running backs. Brandon Cooks, DJ Moore, Russell Gage.
The first two receivers.
Pick two running backs. Mike Davis, Daryl Henderson, David Johnson. Ba-da-dum-bum. We need some start of the week music for him. Mike Davis, Daryl Henderson, David Johnson, and Miles Gaskin.
Miles Gaskin and David Johnson.
No, you're not going Gaskin over Mike Davis.
I am.
What? Really?
Yeah, I'm concerned about Mike Davis. The Washington defense is good.
You're not concerned about Miles Gaskin sharing with
Savon
Ahmed? I am
not concerned about Miles Gaskin as much as I am concerned about Mike Davis.
Oh, I'm very surprised. Okay. From R. Griswold. Standard scoring, I'm down 10 points heading into the second week of the championship. Pick two, Kenyon Drake, J.K. Dobbins, A.J. Brown. Pick two.
J.K. Dobbins and A.J. Brown.
And would you start any of them over Stephon Diggs?
No.
All right. This is from Grant. Dear Fletcher, Brian, and Courtney. Oh, I know them.
Fletcher, Brian, and Courtney.
Yeah.
All Coxes?
Yes. No matter who I choose, someone on my bench always does better. Yeah, welcome to fantasy football. Pick two wide receivers and a flex in full PPR. Brandon Ayuk, Allen Robinson, Deontay Johnson. Pick two of them. Oh, Corey Davis,
Brandon
too.
Ayuk,
sorry.
And Allen Robinson.
Corey Davis would be in that mix, too.
First two, still. Same two.
All right, and then Deontay Johnson, pick a flex in PPR. Deontay Johnson, Corey Davis, David Montgomery, and Giovanni Bernard.
Montgomery, right? Oh, I'm sorry, Montgomery.
Yeah. From Eagles 0-16, dear Pollard, Romo, and Gonzalez.
Tony.
Pick three in PPR. Swift, Dobbins, Hunt, Robbie Anderson, Wilson, Pollard, Edmonds, T. Higgins. Not going to be them. So Swift, Dobbins, Hunt, Robbie Anderson, Jeff Wilson.
Swift, Dobbins, and Anderson, unless Zeke is out. Then Pollard over Anderson.
How come you're not higher on Jeff Wilson? How come you're not putting him in must start category?
I just don't know how much we're going to see of Jerick McKinnon and Tevin Coleman. And I just don't know how great he is.
Okay.
But I like him.
Yeah, all right. From Ricky Vegas, dear Henry, Jimmy, Tommy, and Paul.
Henry, Jimmy, Tommy, and Paul.
Feels like a feels like a rock band. Oh. Rollins. Pick three in PPR. Deontay Johnson, Jonathan Taylor, Miles Gaskin, Giovanni Bernard.
Bye-bye, Gio.
Henry, Jimmy, Tommy, and Paul. Oh, it's Goodfellas.
No, Henry Hill.
If you say so. From fighting a word that I'm not going to say on the air. I don't think Ben Schrager gave me these Apple Podcast questions. I don't think he knew what that word was. He's a little too young, but I'm not. I know it. Do I really sit Tom Brady for Jalen Hurts in a 6 point per passing touchdown league?
It's going to be fascinating how many Jalen Hurts fantasy managers, I hope, do not get disappointed.
Oh, yeah.
Because of who they started him over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I only have one tough call with Jalen Hurts, and it's Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson, and it's agonizing. It really is.
What are you going to do?
Hurts.
Yeah, it hurts. All right, but yes, we are starting Hurts over Brady. From 2-inch, I need to start one flex and one tight end. J.K. Dobbins, Jeff Wilson, Emmanuel Sanders. Well, I hope it's not Emmanuel Sanders because you're not going to hear this by Friday. But Dobbins, Wilson, Sanders.
Dobbins.
Higbee or Goddard?
Higbee.
From Patriots Snake. At quarterback, do I go back to the Stallion for Week 16 or Jalen Hurts? Who's the Stallion? Do you know?
I'm trying to think like Rocky, the Italian Stallion.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wow. That an Italian quarterback that we're missing?
The Stallion. No idea, man. Well, why don't you tell us who you have ahead of Jalen Hurts? What are you doing?
Googling Stallion.
Me too. Jake Delhomme, apparently. Loves horses. I see that. No, I don't know what this means, the Stallion. Well, yeah, so just who do you have ahead of Jalen Hurts?
Is it Allen? Josh Allen, the Stallion?
Oh, could be.
Who I have ahead of him? I have Mahomes, Rodgers, Allen, and Kyler Murray.
Okay, so there you go. If one of those four is the Stallion, then go with him.
I got a question on Twitter this morning about... I guess there's some weather concerns potentially in Lambeau.
Oh.
I checked our buddy Kevin Roth.
Yeah.
And he said, or he tweeted or wrote, let me get the right thing, about some potential freezing.
Great. Let me tell you.
Temperature in the 20s feels like temperature in the teens. In general, cold doesn't have a huge impact on yards or scoring. But there is a slight downward trend for games well below freezing. Minor downgrade here for passing kicking.
Okay. And
I'm sorry, the question I got was Rodgers.
Is this a Saturday game? This is a Sunday game, right?
Yeah, it's Sunday night.
Oh, Sunday night. Tennessee at Green Bay, right. Let me tell you about weather, Jamie. We had the mother of all storms last night, Thursday night into Friday morning, overnight. I woke up, the alarm went off. From the storm, it knocked out the power and the alarm at, I don't know, 3, 4, something like that. Opened the closet in my son's room. Horrible leak. Splashed over all of his books, basically.
Really?
It sucked. It was terrible. Yeah, so that was my Christmas night overnight.
Sorry.
Yeah, really, really stunk. Leaks are no fun. That's like the,
by the way, I hope everybody in Nashville is okay. There was an explosion there today.
I just saw that, and I don't know what the heck happened. I'm just actually going to watch the news when we get done here. Okay, anyway, that's enough of my venting. From Gambino, Hurts, Herbert, or Tannehill, 4 point per passing touchdown?
Hurts.
Robbie Anderson or Corey Davis, PPR?
Davis.
From Alf, Kyler Murray or Jalen Hurts?
Kyler Murray, but it's close.
Trubisky or Cousins?
Trubisky. But again, that would be a bad question to ask right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. From Roses, Goddard or Higbee? You just said Higbee.
He's asked that already. Yeah. It's close.
Well, it wasn't him, but I did ask that from a separate person. Yeah. From Danny Mack, need a running back and a tight end. Fournette, Pollard, Jeff Wilson, Geo.
Fournette, unless Zeke is out.
Logan Thomas, George Kittle.
Ugh, God, it's going to be agonizing for the next couple days. I would go Thomas, but it's close.
From TC12, dear Thomas, Garth, Kenny, Toby, and Keith. Well, those are country singers, I reckon. I don't know who Thomas is, but I think those are country singers. Baker Mayfield or Aaron Rodgers?
I mean, come on.
Go with Rodgers. From yes. Dean Daddio, Flex, Dobbins, Pollard, Ahmed, or Wilson?
Dobbins, unless Zeke is out.
Then it's Pollard. From Nature Boy, dear Jerry George Kramer Woo! And Elaine. Woo! Jerry George Kramer and Elaine.
That would be friends.
Is Josh Allen, Diggs, and Tyler Bass too many Bills to trust against the Patriots?
It's not the same Patriots.
No, and those are, you know, you're talking about one of the top quarterback. Is who's the number one wide receiver? Is it Diggs?
In fantasy?
Is it? Yeah.
It might be Tyreek Hill.
It's probably Tyreek Hill, yeah. A lot of touchdowns. Diggs doesn't have that many touchdowns.
You know what I don't do well enough is look at the season leaders.
Same.
I never do.
All right, in let's see. In oh, my God, Diggs is not even top five. Would you believe that? Well, let's see. In full PPR, it's Hill, Davante Adams, who's averaging a lot more points per game than Hill. Then it's Diggs 3 in full PPR, then Hopkins, then Metcalf. Yeah. Diggs is leading in yards. Right? No, Hopkins overtook him. Hopkins has 10 more yards than Diggs. Where's Kelsey? Let's see. All right, Hopkins is leading the NFL with 1,324 receiving yards. Kelsey has 1,318 yards for a tight end? That's
insane. I think they're going to try and get him the total, the receiving yards he needs to be the first tight end ever to lead the league in receiving.
Yeah, well, he's quite close. Okay, back to the questions here from, I don't have a name on this one. Dear Nate, David, Jamal, and Eddie. Those sound like New York Knicks.
Nate, David, Jamal, and Eddie?
Nate Robinson, David Lee, Jamal Crawford, and Eddie Curry. I wonder if those are Knicks from, you know, one of the 20 crappy years they've had in a row. Half PPR, Hollywood Brown, Antonio Brown, or John Brown? That's pretty cool.
Well, what can Brown do for you? I would go with Antonio Brown.
Okay. From Alpha Dave, I've been riding Tannehill and Roethlisberger since I lost Dak. If I can get Jalen Hurts, is he a must start over Tannehill?
Yes.
From Jason S., Jalen Hurts or Josh Allen?
Josh Allen.
From JD, need two in PPR. Miles Sanders, Jonathan Taylor, DJ Moore, and Tony Pollard.
The first two running backs, even if Zeke plays.
Sanders
even
and Taylor.
Zeke doesn't play.
Okay. From Keaton99, dear Vinny, Turtle, E, and Drama.
Oh, that would be Sopranos.
Should I bench Metcalf against the Rams? My other wide receivers, I need to start three of them, are Robert Woods, Allen Robinson, and A.J. Brown.
I mean, it's close with Robert Woods. I would probably do it in PPR.
And from OMG, Owen, I just wanted to share my pain. I was the second highest scorer last week. I lost 154.83 to 154.27.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's tough. That stinks, Owen. From Bobby,
sorry to hear that, buddy.
Yeah, from Bobby in Boston. I just made an Apple Podcast account just so I could thank you. After your Wednesday's podcast, I ended up trading, Wednesday podcast, sorry, the sell high ones. I ended up trading Todd Gurley and Marvin Jones for Austin Eckler and David Montgomery, and now I'm in first.
That's
cool,
great.
Man. That's great. You know, I was thinking about that, how we kept saying over and over again, David Montgomery and Jonathan Taylor have great matchups down the stretch. David Montgomery and Jonathan Taylor have great matchups down the stretch. Buy low. I lost a little bit of faith in Montgomery. It almost got to the point where I didn't even care about the matchups. And Taylor, like, a little bit too, because you just didn't know if they were ever going to really turn him loose. I'm really glad it worked out for Heath especially had the most conviction among me, Dave, and Heath. I don't know how you felt because you weren't on those Wednesday shows, but among about buying low on Montgomery. So I'm glad it worked out, and the matchups really did matter. Sometimes they don't, but they were so good in these two cases, and they...
Yeah, no, I think everything kind of fell in line for Montgomery. Obviously, Trubisky playing better, so better quarterback play. Offensive line getting better, that certainly helped. And I think just a better commitment to the run. It's going to be interesting to see what happens to him next year and how he's viewed, you know, after this stretch run.
I'm fascinated. Like,
you know, obviously, you know, we do this, we love our jobs, but, you know, we're at the point where, you know, we're ready to take a break, obviously. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we kill ourselves with this and the hours that we put in. But I'm so looking forward to diving into 2021 already. Like, I can't wait to start breaking down the rankings and doing those look aheads. Like, we're actually going to do it, you know, for anybody that's, you know, still paying attention to week 17. I don't know what we're going to do podcast wise, but on HQ, we're going to reveal our top 12s at each position in week 17 for 2021.
Okay. I think there'll definitely be some 2021 stuff. It won't be quite that because we'll have that, you know, HQ is more or less ending, right? Fantasy football today after week 17.
I hope HQ is not ending. HQ is still going strong.
Fantasy football today
will be certainly slowing down.
Right. Whereas with the podcast, we'll still have 3 episodes per week beginning in January or beginning after week 17. So that's when we'll release rankings. But we'll do some of that in week 17 for sure. I want to promote a few things. Just one thing. We got a special episode, I think. It's Christmas today, so I think Jacob Gibbs should be joining me for an episode of Fantasy Football Today in 5 with his stats and player props. Utilize his key stats to dominate your matchups this week and win some money on player props. So check that out on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Oh, yeah! All right, here we go. Fantasy Cops. This is from Nina from a city by the bay. Oh, that was terrible. Ooh, sorry. That was supposed to be Journey. I will say San Francisco. Dear Troy, Dion, Wes, and Randy.
Troy, Dion, Wes?
Mm-hmm.
And Randy.
It's pretty easy, actually. I didn't get it, but then I saw...
Oh, Patriots.
Yeah.
Troy and Dion made me think Cowboys first.
I could see that. I have an urgent Fantasy Cops question. Our league is in the championship week where the top 3 play for money, so 4 teams are still in it. A is playing B in the championship, while C and D are in the third place game. A and C have $10 in fab left, while N and W have none left. We have 2-day waivers and $0 fab bids. Team B lost CEH and needs a running back. Team A is picking up multiple running backs at a time and then dropping them to pick up other running backs days later. This subjects those running backs to waivers. Everyone has the opportunity to pick up the players dropped as they are subject to waivers, but Team B is effectively prevented from doing so because A has so much fab remaining while B has none. B's still able to pick up some running backs from free agency, but the pool is limited by Team A's actions. Team B is saying no rules have been broken, but this practice violates the integrity of the league and is demanding either for A's team to be locked on Friday or to turn waivers off. Team A is saying that everyone has a fair shot at the players coming off waivers, but that B can't compete because B spent all of his fab already. So it's very interesting. Team A is basically picking up a running back, dropping, picking up a running back, dropping, putting these running backs on waivers, and using fab to do it. I'm going to tell you the same exact thing came up in our podcast league. And I told the manager who asked me about it, I told him this. You know, you've got more fab than your opponent. If you want to pick up those running backs, I think it was running backs, you can do it, but you have to use different roster spots. I am against using one roster spot, basically. You pick up Daryl Henderson, and then a day later, you drop Daryl Henderson for Tony Pollard. And then you drop Pollard for running back C. And then C for D. That, I think, is cheap. All you're doing is putting players on waivers and, in my opinion, unethically blocking your opponent. If you drop 4 different players, then you can do whatever the hell you want. But that's my stipulation, Jamie, is you can't use that one roster spot basically to just put running backs on waivers. And it's a little bit different in a fab league because you're sort of being rewarded for keeping your fab. But how do you feel?
I see both sides of it. You know, I mean, like you said, it's you saved your fab budget to have it at your disposal, whereas somebody else, and believe me, I'm somebody that spends all my fab early. So I'm in a similar situation where, not to the same extent, but against Dave, for example. Now, Dave didn't do this, but Dave and I are in a championship. He had fab, I had nothing. He picked up, and he still has them. I needed a tight end, he picked up Higbee. Daryl Henderson was available, my flex was bad, he picked up Henderson. He picked up Baker Mayfield. He may start Mayfield, but I'm just thinking of like players that I put in bids for. And I got nobody.
But he used three. He dropped three different players to make those moves, right?
Yes. No, he didn't do anything wrong. Right. There's nothing he did wrong.
It's just fine.
In this case, there is no rule. There are no rules being broken. But like you said, it's an ethics thing. And typically these things come back to bite you. I remember a few years ago, and I did this on purpose just to see how the commissioner would handle it. It's a league that I don't really know a lot of the guys. I picked up a defense, dropped the defense, picked the defense, dropped the defense, did the same thing like this manager did on purpose, knowing that I was being a jerk. And the commissioner said, hey, we're not going to allow this. And I was like, okay, cool. Now I know how everybody in the league's going to act. And I'm perfectly fine with them reversing it. If the commissioner is going to reverse it, then they should reverse it. But make it clear that this is something that has to be, you know, stipulated across the board. That even though you have fab money left when you get to the playoffs of the championship, that you should not be allowed to do this move to be essentially a jerk. I think your stipulation makes sense. That if you are going to do these type of things, make it across the board with your bench. You know, that you're not just doing it to be a jerk. You're doing it to impose some strategy,
right.
But you're not doing it just to necessarily ruin this entire person.
So you're
thing.
Saying I also think that you're saying you don't that he shouldn't be able to use one roster spot to keep adding.
Yeah, dropping. I think your stipulation makes sense.
Now I got a problem in the podcast, Lee, because the guy that I told not to do something did it. So now I have to regulate here. Now I actually have to like really be a fantasy cop. Because
what did he do?
He keeps adding Daryl Henderson, preventing the other opponent, his opponent from getting Daryl Henderson, and he's not dropping anyone. So first he added two players without dropping anyone, and I said, hey, you've got too many players on your roster. You have to drop two players. And then he asked me, can I do basically what we just talked about? And I said, no, you can't do it with the same roster spot. He just added Daryl Henderson again overnight, and he didn't drop anyone. So once again, he's over his roster limit. So I think if he adds Daryl Henderson without any drops someone else, you know, a third person, I don't know. I don't know. He's really creating a headache for me, I got to be honest with you. this sucks. But all right, I've made myself clear on how I feel about this, so you can wrap up.
It's such a tough thing because, again, you know, the guy is not technically doing anything wrong by doing this because he's playing keep away from his opponent. But it's just, you know, these things come back to bite you. They really do.
All right, well, we got another Fantasy Cops question. By the way, I'm expecting a cinnamon roll to be delivered to me very shortly, a Christmas cinnamon roll. So I look forward to eating that on the air, Jamie, telling you how delicious
Great.
It is. Yeah. This is from Josh in Dedham, Mass. Hey, Akeem, Semi, Cleo, and boy getting haircut.
I got to tell you, I watched the trailer. I didn't think it's going to be funny. The trailer was funny.
There's another one? Coming
America
out?
America too. Where you been?
I think I knew that.
You know the first boy in haircut, who it is?
I do. I was going to ask you. Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yes.
All right. For some reason, I receive preference in the waiver wire order over my opponent, who I'm playing in the Super Bowl this weekend. I'm the number one seed. He's the number three seed. I've made the most recent additions via the waiver wire. So in my mind, clearly he should have the spot before me in the selection. Yet somehow Yahoo gave me the preference and I got George Kittle before he could claim him. I guess it's worth noting that every team still has access to the wire, even those who are eliminated. It's a 12-team keeper league with consolation brackets. We like keeping the waiver wire open and nobody complains about it. But am I missing something here? Is there some hidden formula behind waiver wires that I'm missing? He's the number one seed, he's the higher seed, and he made the most recent claim. My opponent thinks the right thing to do is to switch Austin Hooper, who he picked up, and George Kittle, who I picked up. It's the Super Bowl. What are your thoughts?
I mean, there's got to be some way to figure out what happened. Is it points? Is that, could it be what it is, that the third place team has more points and you have a better record?
Yeah, what you don't want to do is find out that Yahoo's been doing it this way the entire time. You just never noticed.
Right.
And you reverse a transaction that rightfully should be yours.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the first thing I would do, honestly, is I'm assuming none of these participants, I guess maybe none of these participants are the commissioner, or they reached out to the commissioner, is I would maybe try and get in touch with somebody, Yahoo customer service, and see if they can walk you through it. I know like our customer service will be able to help with that. So,
okay, it's a good idea.
I wouldn't want to say reverse this because there's a glitch without knowing what the glitch is.
Yeah. All right. That's a good idea.
What the headache's going to be though is they don't get an answer before the weekend.
Yeah.
And then Hooper outscores Kittle.
Right. I mean, that the good thing is that like it's certainly conceivable that Hooper outscores Kittle. You know, it's not like you got totally screwed. I feel like you'd have to go with Yahoo and just keep the waiver claim. If you don't hear back, I would keep the waiver claim the way it is. I assume that there's a reason for it, that it's been like that all year, and that it's just something you were unaware of. I would trust them in their system to do things properly.
Right.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll finish with your emails at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Your emails. Here we go. Thanks again for all your emails all year long. From Keenan, all I want for Christmas is that damn trophy. Who should I flex in a standard scoring league? Jarvis Landry, Marvin Jones, or Mike Davis?
Jarvis Landry.
Okay, this is from Kevin in a city named for a myth of renewal. I don't know what any of that means.
Myth of renewal?
Yeah. I'm not smart enough. Yeah. Look it up. Dear Kurt, Carson, Kyler, and Josh, what do they have in common?
Kurt. Carson, Kyler, and Josh?
Kurt, yeah, K-U-R-T. Carson, Kyler, and Josh.
Oh, boy. Cardinals quarterbacks.
Oh, Kurt Warner. Josh Rosen. Thank you for all the great advice last season. All season, rather. I sneaked into the playoffs with Lockett as my number one wide receiver. Now I need advice on a flex. Should I go with Tyler Lockett? It's half PPR. Lockett, Pollard, Mike Davis, Le'Veon Bell, Nelson Agholor, and Logan Thomas.
Just need one?
Yep.
Now give me names again.
Lockett, Pollard, Mike Davis, Le'Veon, Agholor, Logan Thomas.
Obviously Pollard if Zeke is out. If not, it comes down to Davis and Bell. Oh, I'm torn. What'd you say the format was?
Half PPR.
Half PPR. I'm going to start Le'Veon Bell.
From Zach in a Central California city.
Where's Bayside High School?
I don't know. It's Bakersfield, though, he said. He says, Dear Yakko, Wacko, and Dot, that's Animaniacs. So I can use help with a roster decision, half PPR. Who's my RB2? James Robinson, if he plays, Jeff Wilson, Giovanni Bernard, or Tony Pollard?
Robinson, if he plays. If not, Pollard, if Zeke is out. And what are the other choices?
That's all you need is one. And then
they both may not be good.
Jeff Wilson and Gio Bernard. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were answering. I didn't realize.
No, Robinson if he plays.
Yeah, yeah.
But he might not play. And then Pollard if Zeke is out.
Okay.
But then I go Jeff Wilson over Gio. So we're probably playing Jeff Wilson.
You're playing Jeff Wilson if Robinson's out and Zeke plays.
Yes.
And would you start any of the remaining running backs over DJ Moore in a flex?
I would not. Well, I guess I take that back. If Pollard is the starter and Robinson plays, I would play both those guys over DJ Moore.
Okay. This is from Jeremy. Merry Christmas. Impossible task of choosing three running backs in non-PPR. Swift, Fournette, Gaskin, Ahmed, Hunt.
Swift, Fournette, Gaskin, Ahmed, Hunt. And how many?
Three.
Swift, Fournette, Gaskin.
PPR league, I need two running backs and a flex. Pollard, James Robinson, Kareem Hunt, Gio, Gaskin. Let's pick two of those. Pollard, Robinson, Hunt, Gio, Gaskin.
Assuming there's no Robinson or Pollard,
yeah,
then I would go with Gio and Gaskin.
And then I need a flex in PPR. Those running backs or Cooks, DJ Moore?
DJ Moore. Now, again, go back to the other scenario. I would play Robinson, Pollard if he starts, and Gaskin.
This is an email from Barbara. Where is this email? No, this is first from Aaron. Pick two, Dobbins, McLaurin, Jeff Wilson, PPR. Dobbins, McLaurin, Jeff Wilson.
Dobbins, McLaurin, Jeff Wilson. I'd go McLaurin.
This is from Barbara. I'm facing my son in both of my championships. With Hunter Henry on the COVID list and Keenan Allen questionable, would you start Herbert this week, or would you pivot to to Russell Wilson? 4 point per passing touchdown. Three point per rush attempt.
Wilson. He's running more lately, so yes.
All right, this is from Nolan. Should I wait to see the status of Antonio Gibson at 4 o'clock or play Miles Gaskin or Chris Godwin on Saturday?
I think you'll probably know by that point what Antonio Gibson's status is. At least that would be the hope. If you don't know, I would play Gaskin.
Over Godwin?
PPR?
Half.
Yeah, you play Godwin.
Yeah. Okay, from Devin. Lamar Jackson or Justin Herbert?
I would go with Lamar Jackson.
Jeff Wilson or Miles Gaskin?
Gaskin.
I think you are out of your mind.
Why?
Why isn't it going to be Savon Ahmed?
I'm just going with the assumption that he's going to be back in the lead role.
I can't make that assumption. It's just too scary for me. I'm very terrified, very scared.
I have one. Here's my toughest call with Miles Gaskin. It's between, I could play two of these guys, but I don't think I'm going to. So I have Kamara as one running back. And then here, I'm going to let you set my lineup for me.
Right? All right.
Here you go. Adam Azer, Jamie from Florida. I have one running back and a flex. Here's my guaranteed starters. Alvin Kamara at one running back. Brandon Ayuk and Robert Woods at wide receivers PPR. So I have to choose one running back and one flex from this group. Here's my running backs. Mike Davis, Miles Gaskin, and J.K. Dobbins. And my other receivers are Terry McLaurin and DJ Moore.
I start DJ Moore.
Okay.
And I would start not Gaskin. I would start. Yeah, I mean, I would probably start Mike Davis because Dobbins probably won't have a catch.
Dobbins is almost like, if things go right for him, 65 and touchdowns.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I would start Mike Davis.
Great for him. Could be 150 to touchdown.
Maybe. I mean, I don't see that happening. Yeah, I mean, Kareem Hunt just had 50 yards last week against them, so I don't see that happening.
You mean Chubb did?
Yeah, my bad. Chubb had 50 yards.
Yeah, I can't trust Mike Davis this week. He's been such a letdown.
So who are you going to go with?
I'm probably starting DJ Moore at the flex. I'm going back and forth between Moore and McLaurin. And then I think I'm going to start Gaskin.
Okay. Well, thanks for asking then. DK Metcalf, two wide receivers, DK Metcalf, Terry McLaurin, Corey Davis, and Jarvis Landry.
Landry, And
Metcalf, McLaurin, Corey Davis.
Yeah, I'd still probably go Metcalf, but he makes me so nervous this week.
From Carlos in Sunrise, Florida. Tua Tagovailoa, Matthew Stafford, Matt Ryan, Philip Rivers, Dalton, or Mariota. Who would you start?
I mean, probably between Matt Ryan and Tua. I might go Tua if all the guys are there.
From Jonathan, dear TJ, Noah, George, and Dallas. Tight ends.
TJ, Noah, George, and Dallas?
Yeah, they're tight ends. I made it to the finals with McCaffrey and Michael Thomas. Wow. Okay. Half PPR, two running backs. Jonathan Taylor, DeAndre Swift. Oh, wait. Okay, no. He knows he's starting them. So he needs a flex, half PPR flex. Ahmed, Gibson, Pollard, Robbie Anderson, Corey Davis.
Corey Davis.
Okay, and it'd be Pollard if Zeke's out.
Yes.
From Nick, you don't have MVS ranked higher this week. You should. I think he's an awesome boomer bust option this week. Highest over-under game. Tennessee is fifth worst against wide receivers. I think MVS booms. I have him in my wide receiver three slot in my championship game. Over Juju and Tim Patrick.
I can certainly see that. Last week we saw a little bit of a change in playing time for Alan Lazard and MVS. And I do think that everything you said is right. We do have him ranked, though. We just don't have him ranked in our top 48. There's just a lot of good.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up the playing time because it seems like Lazard may have moved past MVS last week. And MVS has zero catches in three of his last four games. So it is boom or bust for sure.
He's definitely right. Boom or bust.
From Matt in Massachusetts, I need to start two in my championship game in PPR. Gio, Kareem Hunt, Le'Veon Bell, Jeff Wilson. Pick two. Gio, Hunt, Le'Veon, and Wilson.
Le'Veon and Wilson.
Okay. I want to make sure I'm right about that Valdez-Scantling thing. Zero catches in three of his last four games. Are we confirming? I am correct.
Correct.
And finally,
what do you
from
think Frank is doing right now? Is he dressed as a Pokemon character?
By the fire. No email on this, or no name on this last one. Sorry. Love the show. I need your help to crush my brother in the championship. Ooh, all right. PPR. One of Sanders, Dobbins, or Pollard if Zeke is out.
Sanders. Oh, I'm sorry. If Zeke is out, Pollard.
And if not, Sanders.
Yes.
Ayuk, Ridley, or AJ Brown?
Ridley.
Hockenson or Logan Thomas?
Logan Thomas.
Okay. All right, folks. Good luck to you in your championships.
Can you believe it's here?
Yeah, I can, actually. I'm finally ready for this GD year to finish.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Can't wait for 2021. Well, thanks to everybody for listening all year long, and hopefully you'll stick around for Week 17 and the off-season podcasts. Have a great holiday. Watch Die Hard. It's always a good time to watch Die Hard. It doesn't matter what the day or the season is. For Jamie, I'm Adam. Bye. Good luck. Go
Bye. Have a good bye.
It's the NFL offseason, but on Pick Six, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, the football season never stops. Host Will Brinson, John Breach, and Tyler Sullivan are joined by analysts like Brady Quinn, Leslie Deuceable, Katie Mox, and RJ White to keep you in the loop on everything happening around the league. Whether it's free agents signing with new teams, the all-important NFL draft, or schedule release day, Pick Six has you covered. As the face of the league changes with every team move and player pickup this spring, Pick Six is a must listen. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and anywhere podcasts are found.